The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Spring comes with flowers. Autumn with the moon. Summer with breeze. Winter with snow. These lines of verse were appended by Wu Men, the editor of the Gateless Gate koan collection, to the koan number 19 that David and Melissa opened up for us this morning. These lines are Wu Men's response to the koan, or maybe his continuation of the koan. His understanding of the koan, maybe all three. We can't always tell with Wu Men, who can often be tongue-in-cheek and sometimes seems to be making fun of the koan that he's included in his collection. This one seems to me pretty appreciative. So maybe by way of encouragement, just looking into it a bit and seeing if it might help us along our way with this beautiful koan, Ordinary Mind is the Tao. Spring comes with flowers, autumn with the moon, summer with breeze, winter with snow. When idle concerns don't hang in your mind, that is your best season. So one thing these verses suggest to me is that Wu Men wants to point us to what ordinary mind is not. There's one big negative in his poem. When idle concerns don't hang in your mind. Sometimes that's translated when useless things don't dwell in your mind. So what are these idle concerns and useful things that we don't want taking root in our minds, taking up so much real estate in our mental and emotional lives? And what it suggests to me is that one can be confused about the ordinary and ordinary mind. I think Wu Men is suggesting that ordinary mind doesn't mean necessarily our habitual way of thinking and emoting. Because our habitual ways can get really clogged. They can get really filled up with what the poem calls useless things or idle concerns. So much that we worry about that we don't have to. So many plans we make and anxieties that we develop about things that never happen. What was the use of all that? Scenarios we run that are frankly impossible. All kinds of ideas about who we are and who we should be and who we're definitely not and who we're going to be tomorrow and who we would be if we were someone else. All these idle concerns, all these useless things. And something that Sixing does for us is it invites us to let a lot of that go. A lot of what could be translated idle concerns or useless things, or I like to think of as the usual bullshit that I'm caught up in all the time. That I let invade my mind and just, you know, kind of make themselves right at home there. And Sixing invites us to break with our usual routines, to suspend a lot of our usual distractions, to commit ourselves to a certain set of forms, to spend a lot of time silent and not moving, and not searching out responses of other people with our hungry eyes. Letting the silt fall to the bottom and seeing what can be seen then. So that's Wu Men's first hint to us. Not to mistake our usual mental habits for ordinary mind. Now, that doesn't mean that we're supposed to attain to some kind of transcendent mind, some kind of extraordinary mind that will make us into different kinds of people. Then it wouldn't be ordinary at all. Big invitation in this koan and in the verses is to stop thinking. We have to become someone else. We have to cut off parts of ourselves that we don't like, that we think are holding us back. We don't have to add on parts that we think other people have and we've always lacked. Our mind, just as it is, our ordinary mind, is everything we need. Our ordinary mind is the Tao, it is the path, it is the way. And so how does Wu Men point us towards that way? He says, spring comes with flowers. So when it's spring, we can have a mind of spring. When it's spring, we can notice the flowers. We can listen to the birds. We can let ourselves keep walking and not run for cover in those light rains of spring. Enjoy the cool evenings. And allow ourselves to really experience what it is to wear the wrong clothes every morning. Yeah, I thought it was going to be cold. And I had this sweater on and this turtleneck. And then I got so hot. Well, you know, we could also just be cold for a while and be hot for a while. And enjoy our ordinary mind, a mind freed from the need to do it right and to make it better. And we shouldn't enjoy spring by thinking, well, you know, it's nice, but autumn's really my favorite season. I used to say that all the time to anyone who wanted to know. Oh, well, fall's my favorite season. I love the fall. But you know, right now, I'm going to tell you, really late spring, early summer is my favorite season. But if you ask me in October, it will be fall. And a few months later, I'll say definitely winter. So this is the invitation to let our best season be the season that we're in. To not think of winter as some really pathetic version of summer that just couldn't find the heat, but to let ourselves be really cold. There's a beautiful poem by Wallace Stevens called The Snowman that our lineage ancestor Robert Aitken gave a Dharma talk about that you can read in one of his books. And this poem starts, "One must have a mind of winter and have been cold a long time." So in winter, we cultivate the mind of winter and we let ourselves be cold a long time. And so we don't give any extra meanings to the winter. We just let ourselves be wintry with it. And same with the summer heat. And something to enjoy in every season, the glistening snow of winter and the blooming flowers and birds of spring and the long, bright, warm days of summer and the abundance and also the falling away of autumn. That combination of gathering in and watching the leaves detach themselves and flutter to the ground, all beautiful, each in its own moment. So my encouragement to me and to you is let's go through the rest of our retreat with this mind of being right here, with this mind open to just what's presenting itself at this moment. Nothing added, nothing missing. Thank you.